Welcome to the Awesome Bros Podcast. I am your co-host, Chintal, standing next to my other co-host and my brother, Krushna.
What's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are having an amazing day.
All right, guys, this is the Awesome Bros Podcast, where we're going to talk about how to make you awesome in health, wealth, love, and happiness.
We're going to give you all those golden knowledge nuggets that keep you living the highest quality life possible.
Exactly. We're going to take all the stuff we know from books, stuff that we're learning, stuff that we learn from other people that we meet. We're going to take all that knowledge and we're going to give it to you right here so you can listen to it on your drive to work, when you're running at the gym. Whatever the case is, just take some knowledge.
Just a quick reminder, we drop this podcast every single Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Stay tuned, guys. All right, with that, we're going to get right into the episode.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Awesome Bros Podcast. Today, we're excited to tell you guys about three tips on better communication.
Communication is crazy, crazy important. Realistically, the only thing standing in between you and some of your goals is talking it through to other people. Whether it's having somebody change a policy to make it in your favor, or whether it's in negotiations to make something more beneficial to you, it's all about improving your communication skills.
Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of all time, says that communication is probably the most important skill for an everyday person, a business owner, or someone that has goals, right? So, you know, us, we're all about achieving your goals, being awesome, doing what you want to do with your life. So we're going to help you. We're going to empower you to do that and move in that direction.
I think everybody has that one person that's a little bit smooth, a little bit on top of their communication skills, and just is able to make things work in his or her favor when it comes time to doing business, right? So these tips will help you kind of move towards that metric.
These are really, really easy tips. And if anyone implements them, they'll see a major improvement in their communication skills. So tip number one, very simple, ask questions. All right, now why is that important? A lot of times when we're communicating, negotiating, and trying to get something done, something's holding us back. Now, oftentimes, someone else has the keys to what that thing is that's holding us back. In order to figure out what that thing is, and in order to get past the hurdle, you have to ask questions. What does the other party want? What does the other person want? What does the other person need done? What kind of services can you offer? What kind of help can you offer? Asking questions helps you find your answer faster. Then you offer something that's so valuable to them that they have to work with you.
Another thing about asking questions shows that you're actively listening to what is going on. When people see that you're actively listening, they're more likely to tell you the truth.
Exactly. And if you know the truth, if you know what's actually bothering them or what they need help on, you can deliver your services better, and that will lead you to your goals faster.
And a lot of times people are afraid to ask questions and just say, like, once I get off this call, once I, you know, get out of this class, I'll go ahead and figure it out myself. A lot of times that's just going to waste effort and time because the person telling you already knows. It's better to ask. It's better to show them that you care and learn from them directly than to go ahead and do it on your own.
All right, guys, tip number two, you got to tell stories, right? One of the biggest brands in the world, Apple, they sell a story. They sell a message. Their products are just there, right? Their real story is that they provide user-friendly, simple, amazing things that will help your life. Now, it happens to come in the form of laptops, phones, and other things. But the real message, the real why behind what they're doing is because they tell a story. And you want to tell a story too. In your life and in your business, people relate to stories really well. You want to engage your listeners with stories and let them know this is who you are, this is what you represent, this is what you're trying to do, and be relatable. You're much more likely to get people on your side that way.
Telling stories is an extremely important skill, and it takes some time to learn. You see a lot of the famous TikToks, viral TikToks, YouTube videos, they're a lot of them are stories, right? Because you're very interested. You got to admit, when you see something like that, just the first 5-10 seconds, you want to continue. You want to hear what happened in the story, right? That's how our brains are wired to work. It makes you feel relatable, and that is an extremely, extremely useful skill when communicating.
Humans have been telling stories for thousands of years. This is a great way to get your message across, and it's so natural. Tip number three, it's all about body language. Nonverbal communication accounts for 92% of communication. So only 8% of communication is actually verbal. That means you want to work on your gestures. You want to emphasize what you're saying by using your hands, using your eyes, using your expressions. This way, you can communicate very well your message directly to people. People can tell when you're nervous. People can tell when you're excited. People can tell when you're happy about something, optimistic or pessimistic. It all shows. And apart from your gestures, there's so many other things that are subconscious. For example, the way that you're sitting, your posture, the way that you either sit back or lean forward. If you're excited about something and if you're confident, you're going to lean forward and talk about it. If you're not confident in something, you're going to slouch your back and you're not going to speak loudly. So if you're trying to sell something, if you're trying to sell yourself or say, or create a brand, you want to be upfront, positive, lean into it, and let people know you're all about business.
And this goes for everything, even like job interviews, whatever it is, right? You have to show that you're confident, that you're passionate. You go in there with your chest out, your head up high. It's sometimes really easy to tell when people are just talking out of their ass, not knowing exactly what is going on, or when they're confident, when they know the craft, and when they're speaking with truth, right? So body language plays a huge role in actually showing that you know what you're talking about.
All right, guys, that's this week's episode on three tips for better communication. If you enjoyed this episode and found value from it, we would love it if you could share it with your friends, with your family, and also drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. Until then, we'll catch you guys next time. Stay awesome.